Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Elliot Justin is the CEO of Firm Tech. They're an organization that is the future of sexual health wearables. He's a former emergency room medical specialist. He is a serial healthcare entrepreneur. Welcome to the show, Elliot.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, my background, I am an emergency medicine doctor, and I can assure you that you probably know this already, the short of a heart attack or a stroke, no emergency concerns a man as much as a limp penis. Maybe a heart attack or a stroke can get you more concerned, but I think that men being men, and women are really about 30 seconds behind men in acknowledging how critical their sexual health is to their overall happiness. This opportunity came to me really fortuitously, although I think I almost say providentially. In 2015, I sold an emergency medicine company and spent more time riding horses. I live in Montana, and sometimes I have this illusion, George, that I'm a centaur, that I'm one with my horse. This can be a dangerous illusion. I don't know, to draw an analogy, imagine if you felt like you were one with your sports car or your motorcycle.
Sure.
So I broke 6 ribs and 6 vertebrae, and fortunately, I didn't suffer spinal cord injury, but I did become interested in what's been done to rehabilitate men and women who do have a spinal cord injury, rehabilitate their sexual health. And there were several papers in the medical literature, as we call it, saying that if you implanted electrode by the cavernous nerve, the nerve that everyone loves but never heard of, was the nerve that's responsible for sexual pleasure, they could reproduce erections and even ejaculation in men. So I conducted this experiment on myself. First, I tested on 2 rams, male sheep, and we got erection, ejaculation, but we also got defecation, urination. So it wasn't exactly bedroom friendly. Then I decided to test this on myself. I had a friend, a urologist, implant an electrode by my cavernous nerve, and nothing. So as we did learn during COVID, we talk about the medical literature. It's often not reproducible, and it is fiction. So I don't think that we've actually figured out how to produce erections. I don't think we understand the neurophysiology of sexual arousal in humans yet. That said, that's how I got here. A urologist at the University of Utah heard about this experiment, which I call Project O, for obvious reasons, and he wanted to count the number of nocturnal erections that men have because it's a leading indicator of their cardiovascular health. Now, that took me aback because I never heard of that. Most doctors don't know about that. Most no one knows about it. Leading indicator in medicine is really, really powerful. We treat associations in medicine. So for example, there are like 60, 70 million Americans on a blood pressure cuff because high blood pressure is associated with kidney failure, heart disease, strokes, et cetera. It doesn't cause them though. It's an association. Probably does cause them at the extremes. Leading indicator means it's predictive. George, you look like you're about 25 years old. I'm 71. I should have 3 to 4 nocturnal erections per night. You should be having 4 to 5. If that number went down, and we would know because we're asleep, because not this is just about morning wood. If that number went down, we are on the road to having a heart attack or a stroke in 2 or 3 years. 50% of men who have consistently declined nocturnal erections can have a heart attack and or a stroke, or they have a major medication side effect. So this is like a sixth vital sign. So that's how I got involved in this project. It's a way of delivering data to people about their sexual health, something that's really critical to them. And right now, there is no data. We're treating people blind, doctors, that is. We're treating them on the basis of speculations, anecdotes. And imagine George, if you or I both had an irregular pulse and we felt faint, and we went to see a doctor, and the doctor just put his finger on our pulse and said, yep, George and Elliot, your pulse is irregular. Take this pill, digoxin, come back in 3 months. We would think, WTF, this is like 1900. I want a CT angiogram. I want an electrocardiogram. I want blood tests. I want you to establish a baseline that says I'm deviating from some norm before you treat me. And then once you establish that baseline and you intervene with a pill, we can see whether I'm improving. When it comes to sexual dysfunction in men and women, they have nothing. They just give us advice or pills rather than having a diagnostic aid.
Enter you and FirmTech.
Correct.
So has male sexual health, has it been on the decline? What are the trends? Well, we don't know.
Well, it's really appalling. But frankly, 50% of men by age 50 and 54% of women by age 50 have erectile dysfunction, because women have erections too. They call it arousal disorder. It goes up 10% per decade thereafter. So what's causing this? Well, it's multifactorial. I mean, obviously, at one end, there is performance anxiety or psychogenic ED, as the urologists call it. And that seems to be on the rise. And we want people to blame stress, too much time online, porn, things of that nature. But as we get older, diseases start to take effect. And they are pandemics. Diabetes affects 35 to 40% of the adult population. Hypertension affects 35 to 50% of the adult population. Atherosclerosis, and then a lot of people have more than one of these problems. And then you have the problem with medications, because doctors never warn people about the sexual side effects of medication. They don't care. We are really terrible. I'll speak for myself. It wasn't until the very end of my medical practice I started to take a sexual history. And God, people really want to talk about it. I've never had a doctor ask me about my sexual health, my marriage. These things are critically, critically important to people's happiness and to their health and reflections of their health. And then doctors put people on like the high blood pressure medications and the antidepressant medications, the SSRI antidepressants. These are killers of sexual pleasure, of libido, of arousal for men and women. And then as you get older, you get into the prostate disease category. So it's rampant. And then there's a scary plastics, which are endocrine inhibitors that are in our diet. And then there's recent studies that come out showing that they're in everyone's testicles and ovaries, these microparticles. What impact are they having? We know that in animals, they decrease hormone levels and they interfere with fertility. So I don't think things are improving. I think things are getting worse. And if you have a diagnostic aid, the equivalent of blood pressure or electrocardiogram for your sexual health, you can then see where you are and measure and hopefully reverse course with certain interventions or make things better. But you can see what works for you. Another way in which doctors are jerks is we treat everyone as if they're one size fits all, and that people aren't. So if you have a diagnostic aid that's telling you about your sexual health, you can then say, I'm a common example. Well, testosterone, using testosterone injections are making things better for me. Well, they're not having any impact whatsoever. So why am I bothering with this, to pick on one modality?
So it's a confluence of a lot of bad things. People not wanting to talk about, people not being asked about their sexual health by their physicians, people not wanting to talk about it anyway, even if they were asked, lifestyle choices that are poor, leading to bad health, lots of medications, the internet, plastic. And we don't know, because we don't have, up until now, we don't have the tool to help us to make diagnoses on whether or not my sexual health is good. And if I just have poor sexual health, then it's causing me to have a less good life, theoretically speaking, from my perspective. So I want to talk about what you've developed here in a second. What is the path forward? Is it fixable, or is this, I've hit a wall and now there's no coming back?
Well, for many people, it is too late. So, you know, the biohacking community has a phrase that's quite relevant, which is track it to hack it. If you can't track it, you can't hack it. I'll give you some examples. If I'm going to get shockwave therapy for whether a man or a woman to try to improve that my vasculogenic erectile dysfunction because of microcalcifications in the arteries, is it going to work? And if it is working, can I measure how much it's working? Well, right now you'd spend $6,000 to $12,000, and you'd have to wait a year. But with technology, with diagnostic aids, you say, well, here I am right now. Oh no, I'm not gonna spend money on this because it's not gonna, I don't have any nocturnal erections. It's not gonna work. Alternatively, it could be, wait, I have 4 nocturnal erections. I don't even need this therapy. There's something else going on in my relationships. There's some other issue. I'm drinking too much. There are other things going on. So data is to have a diagnostic aid is profoundly valuable.
That makes sense to me for sure. All right. So you look at this problem, you're like, okay, is it cavernous nerve? What
the cavernous nerve is the nerve we want is the nerve that we think is critically important.
So
we know it isn't rats. But I've always been skeptical of animals making of animal data in the sense that how relevant is that to humans? Because our neurophysiology is so much more complex than theirs. We live in this great age of healthcare wearables, smart watches, smart rings. You have an Aura or a Whoop or
now I'm aware of all of them. Yeah.
You're aware of all of them. Yeah. I don't have any, but I played around with them for comparative purposes, what we're doing. And people can learn all sorts of things and they can get recommendations about diet, exercise, sleep, impact of medication on their blood pressure, et cetera. But there's this gap, which is sex. Now we know that people have sex every day, which I recommend, have half the cortisol levels, the stress hormone, of people who don't have sex every day. We know that people who have men over the age of 70 have sex twice a week, decrease the risk of sudden cardiac death by 50%. I mean, that's a big number. You're gonna die anyway, but you can decrease your risk by having sex, it seems. And we know that couples that have sex twice a week versus couples that have sex twice a month have half the divorce rate. So it's really important for people to follow their data. So what we've done is embed sensors, initially on the male side, embed sensors into a cock ring. So cock rings overall suck. They've been around for 150 years. They're made of hard silicone. They pinch, they're uncomfortable. You can only wear them for 20, 30 minutes because they're a chokehold on the circulation. So in order to count the number of nocturnal erections that men have overnight, we have to reinvent the cock ring. We have to change the material from a hard silicone to a soft, here's one right here, it's a very soft elastomer, it's stretchable. And that way it can be worn for long periods of time. It does not block the arterial flow in, it only constrains the venous return. So the sensors measure how hard you are and for how long you're erect. And with that data, we can now count the number of nocturnal erections that men have. We've documented 45,000 erections, and we have erection data that no one else in the world has. And with that data, men and the healthcare providers can now measure the impact of, can say, well, where are you? And, you know, maybe it's all in your head, or maybe you really have a significant physical problem. If you do have a physical problem, and we're going to give you a pill or injection or recommend a lifestyle change or recommend supplements, you can now see whether those things are really working for you or whether they're just speculations or even just snake oil. So that's what we've done. We basically have provided people with two things. One, a smart erection ring, and two, a better erection ring that will enhance their performance, because the rings are just, every erection ends in venous leak, in venous blood leaving from the penis. So the emphasis so far in medicine, erectile dysfunction, has been on putting more blood into the penis. The PDE5 medications, which Viagra and Cialis are the big brand names, they put more blood in. But most men's problems is not keeping blood in. They men get blood in like 80% of the time. They lose it. Most men's issues are they can't have trouble sustaining an erection, not attaining an erection. And if the problem is they can get an erection, they lose it. They actually need more support on the venous side of the circulation than on the arterial side of the circulation. And a cock ring is a game changer in terms of keeping blood in and building that confidence. But that's not the way men or doctors think. Doctors don't know anything about this. And men, most men don't either. And most men, especially straight men, associate cock rings with fetish sex. And men have this attitude of, I don't need that. Well, it's not about need, it's about want. Do you want to, one, learn about the vital signs of your sexual health? And two, last longer and have a more intense orgasm. If you don't want that, then you're not something not interested in your sexuality, and you should be. You're being a blockhead. I mean, we have a joke at the at medical conventions. How do you tell the difference, George, between a straight doctor and a gay doctor with one question?
How?
Do you use a cock ring?
Okay.
Gay doctor, last night you got a better one. Straight doctor. I don't need that. It's like Superman and Kryptonite. No, it's not about need. It's about want. So do you want to have him? Do you want to know? It's like, hey, George, I suspect you have high blood pressure, but you don't want a blood pressure cuff, do you? You just want to take a pill, right? Because you don't. Yeah, okay. You know, it's really kind of it's a thick-headedness, and we need to change people's thinking about it. I think it's going to be a lot easier for women.
Why is it that? I assume that a 20-year-old retains blood in the penis for longer, just naturally and just over time? Or is it these other conditions that we've been talking about that causes blood to leave the penis
or not to get in? Yeah. No, the 20-year-old probably, if he has diabetes, it's not clinically significant yet. And of course, with a diagnostic aid, like I'm talking about, you can figure things out before they become clinically significant, which is what you want. The 20-year-old is getting lots of blood in the penis and might lose it faster, but can get aroused faster as well too. Excuse me. As we age, though, even if we're in good health, we're not diabetic, we're not hypertensive. I'll talk about myself. At age 20, I could get an erection holding a girl's hand. I'm 71 years old. It hasn't happened in a long time. I love my wife. We make love a lot. But holding hands just doesn't have the same impact on me. You know, maybe it does on you, George. I don't know. You could be one of those lucky guys. But so what's happening to me? I have venous leak of aging. And I didn't really understand this until I got involved in this area. But whether you're healthy or whether you have disease, every erection ends with venous blood leaving the penis. So at my age, the smooth muscles that around my veins that hold the blood in the penis weaken with age, and the blood vessels also, the veins also get a little bit stiffer. That just happens to everyone. So if I sit on a plane for 5 hours, I mean, my ankles don't balloon out. I'm in good health, but my socks get tighter and my rings get tighter. My fingers, because the blood is pooling in my fingers and in my feet, because the muscles in my feet aren't as strong as they were when I was your age or when I was 20 years old. And a ring can compensate for that. A ring is a mechanical solution to that problem.
Got it. And so then I, as customer of FirmTech, is that what, or do you refer to your patients?
We also have started a company called MyFemTech, which is a subsidiary, because we have, the women have the same issues, similar issues, I should say. I mean, they have the same diseases that men get. But I mean, premenopausal women have some protection against heart disease. Postmenopausal women have all the same problems that men do with atherosclerosis, diabetes, hypertension, obesity. They have more obesity as well too. And the younger women, premenopausal women, take hormones or birth control, and they also take SSRI antidepressants more than men do. So women actually have slightly more arousal disorders than men do. But they also don't have any diagnostic aids. So, you know, premenopausal women they're severely impacted by medications they take. They do have vibrators, though. So a vibrator functions two ways. A vibrator stimulates the nerve for pleasure, but vibrations also increase the blood flow. They don't work as well in men, but they do work in men. They don't work as well in men. So they increase the blood flow, and that helps young women. Postmenopausal women, the problems just start to mount up, and vibrators become less effective. Also, there's a fall off of hormones with menopause, less libido, and So women also need a diagnostic aid that can tell them, gee, I'm taking this hormone, I'm taking this antidepressant or blood pressure pill. What's the impact upon my arousal? So the female device has been prototyped. We have the form and we have the sensors, and over the summer we're gonna marry these two things together, do some beta testing, and we'll be launching that device probably next spring.
Nice. Is this something that I just go to the website and sign up myself? Yeah. Is it something that I get through my doctor? Does insurance work with it? Do I share this information with my primary care physician?
Yes. You can go to the website. It's myfirmtech.com, myfirmtech.com. You can reach me personally at Elliot, ELLIOT, at myfirmtech.com. This is information that can be shared. This is the test that can be done at home in privacy. Whether you share it or don't with your primary care doctor is up to you. And we also have doctors who are using it. There are 4 research papers that have been accepted for publication. There are another 7 studies three more have received approval, and there are 4 more that will be conducted later on in the year. I'm confident that what we're doing will become the standard for care and for research in urology, and eventually in gynecology as well too, because they need a diagnostic aid.
Got it. It makes sense to me.
It's not covered by insurance though. You can use your flex plan for it though.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, Elliot, thank you so much for coming on. If you would give us the websites again and all the ways that people can get started.
Sure. It's myfirmtech.com, myfirmtech.com. And you can reach me personally again at Elliot, ELLIOT, at myfirmtech.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Dr. Elliot your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to myfirmtech.com. And I mean, knowing is it's half the battle or a quarter of the battle or 100% of the battle. It's just good to know these things. So excellent. Thanks again, Elliot.
You're welcome. Stay firm.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.